one Sunday in a year of accelerated anointing, double grace, and double favor, powered by a multi-generational anointing.
You will see in this nation, in this place, an explosion of this generation serving me, says God.
Joy is coming.
Grief has got to go today. We lose the spirit of joy and gladness.
Hundreds of thousands worldwide focused on your greatest need. Dr. Ron Parsley, Sunday, November 23rd, the 2025 Be Made Whole Miracle Healing and Victory Prayer Cloth Service.
Now in the name of Jesus Christ, command pancreatic cancer to go!
Experience the power in person or reserve your free prayer cloth now at rodparsley.com.
Your destiny centers on being a true world changer. It requires access to a specific anointing.
Call the number on your screen or visit valorcollege.edu. Enroll today, Valor Christian College, where world changers are made.
Equipping you daily, fortifying your faith, a source of help and hope for hurting homes and broken hearts. Rod Parsley is anchoring you in the timeless truths of God's Word to propel you forward in victory. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
You may be seated. Let me go to the Word. Is that all right? Turn your Bible to the book of Acts. I call it the book of action. Shout that, the book of action. That's where the God in Christ becomes the Christ in you. That's where you take that great theological leap out of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John into the book of the actions of the apostles. I feel the Holy Ghost. Acts 19. For all those that don't have a Bible, notice please the first word, God. God. Shout it. That's the easiest name for God. How about Jehovah Isus Hakaboth? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. How about Jehovah Hoshea? The Lord who saves. Let me get theologically deep for you. The B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. I stand alone if I have to, but I'll stand on the Word of God. The B-I-B-L-E, that book has stood as the number one bestseller of all time, including this past week, because it is accurate in its predictions. It does not contain truth, it is truth. That's the reason if you speak it, whatever you say shall be. Everybody say it shall be. Everybody say it, so shall it be. And so shall it be. And so shall it be. Open your mouth, Psalm 81:10, with a mighty decree. And God said, I will fulfill it now. You see, the words that you speak, so shall it be. We're not talking about a description of a thing. We're talking about the thing. The Dabar of God. Have you ever heard it's impossible for God to lie? Did you understand the word impossible? It is impossible for God to lie. Couldn't if he wanted to. Because his nature and character is that he and his words are synonymous. They are the same. There is no distinction, no separation, no distillation. They are the same. Say they're the same. That's the reason he said, God said it, I believe it, and it's so. Now, the only part in the middle there is you believing. But believing is not spooky. Believing, faith, is an act. When you do something, you're having faith. The blessing, the promise, the breakthrough, the healing, the deliverance, the financial miracle of God becomes manifested when we do, when we obey what God said to do. Obedience is the key that opens the door. Just do it. Nike didn't coin that. God coined that. Just do it. Mark chapter 3, whatever he says to you, just do it. So if you open your mouth with a mighty decree, you're not describing the thing, you are creating the thing. God said to bar, light be, and light was. Why? It had no choice. Because God's words are not a description of the thing. God's words are the thing. That's the reason you can say, and with his stripes I was, therefore I am healed. When? Now. I got all that out of God. Why do you keep making it disappear? You're like a lot of Christians. You hide the word in your heart. Get it out of your heart and in your mouth. Shout, God. Watch me. The divine prerogative belongs to God, not to you. Somebody said, I found the Lord. He wasn't lost. And you wouldn't have known where to look. He found you. He leapt out of eternity's majesty into an earthly manger and said, here I am. Jesus said, you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Now then, God, the divine prerogative is God's. What does that mean? God already healed you. You're staring at me like Baptists right now. Yes. God already saved you. God set in motion his will that all men would come to the knowledge of the truth. Now that's God's will. 3 John 2, God's will again. I will, above all things, that you be in health. I ain't getting no shouts now. God willed for you to be in health. I'm going to try to save people. Let me find somebody. I said, God willed for you to be healed. Where the will of God is unknown, faith cannot exist. You don't have faith in your faith. You have faith in God. You have faith in the Word. You have faith in the power of the Holy Spirit to conform you to the image of Christ. If you are to be conformed to the image of Christ, did you ever read where he was sick with a heavenly flu? Healed. God willed for you to be healed. So you say, why am I not? Because you haven't willed. You wished. You hoped. But you didn't will. Because when your will aligns with his will, a miracle happens. When they hang him on that angry, mean, biting beam called Calvary, when blood ran down red rivulets, dripped off his toes into bloody pools upon the earth. Everyone that splashed the earth said, "You're saved, you're healed, you're delivered, you're set free, you're prospered, you're blessed." So the divine prerogative is his. You said, "I will seek you, Lord, not till he put it in you." David said it this way: "You have, God, have said to me, seek my face." And then David's response was, "Thy face, O Lord, will I seek." God gave his will, David responded, and saw the face of God. Not literally. I don't have time for that. Say, God wants me healed. It's actually beyond that. He wants you to get into divine health, which many of you are already in many areas, but you've never acknowledged it. If you've never had cancer, shout now. That's divine health. If you're not in the hospital right now, shout now. If you're not sick right now, shout. If you're not in bondage right now, shout. That's divine health. You're already in it. But the devil will come along and say, "You don't have that part." And all you have to do is say, "You're right. Watch me. But I shall have faith in God. For truly I say to you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things that he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore, what things soever you desire, when you pray," not if, "when you pray, believe, you receive them, and you shall have them." So he says, God kept releasing. Now, you have to remember, God is a healer. How do you know that? Jesus said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." 40 times in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus was asked if he would heal someone. 40 times. Get out your concordance. Look them up. Here's what you find. Watch the bouncing preacher. He never, ever said no. I'm thinking.
Right now, I'm holding in my hand several pieces of just normal fabric. There's no magical thing about it at all. It's not special. You can look at it. It seems quite ordinary. Just a piece of cloth. What's important is that the miracle-working, anointing, yoke-destroying and burden-removing anointing of God can be tangibly transferred by faith to a prayer cloth just like this. Here's proof from God's word. Acts chapter 19. God worked powerful, some translations say special, miracles by the hands of Paul. So handkerchiefs or aprons he had touched were brought to the sick, and the diseases left them. That's physical healing. That's restoration. evil spirits went out of them. That's torment and anguish. I'm believing, it's been on my heart so strongly, for thousands to be delivered from the torment of anguish and be set free. Freedom from bondage, gone forever. There's a wonder-working power through faith that is released to a prayer cloth as a point of agreement that can make you whole. Spirit, soul, mind, will, emotions, and body. I believe that the Lord God Almighty has placed you in a position to receive today. Just go ahead and say it right there where you are. Today, I'm going to receive my breakthrough today. Your faith has been strengthened by what you've seen, what you've heard right here on Breakthrough. Just one touch of the Master's hand can bring victory. Victory over the powers of addiction. Victory over the anxiety of loneliness. Victory over that diabolical enemy called stress that so many are under right now. Just one touch can manifest total healing to your body and complete restoration to broken and fractured relationships with family and loved ones. The tangible anointing of God can even release an overwhelming breakthrough in your finances. Let's believe for it together. In this year of double grace and double favor, your prayer cloth, again, can become the point of contact for the release of your faith and mine together for a double portion blessing in what area of life you need it. Here's what you need to do. Pick up that phone. You know it's right there. There it is. Grab it. Come on. Pick it up. Or you can go online and request your prayer cloth. You can dial that number on your screen and request yours. It's absolutely free. It will be from the altar of our November 23rd Be Made Whole Miracle Victory Prayer Cloth Service altar. And the anointing of that tremendous service. I'd also like to invite you to include a special seed faith gift, specifically saturated in your faith, believing God. Whatever is the heaviest on your heart, you know, God says, don't talk to me about that which doesn't matter to you. He wants to hear your heart's cry. I'm going to pray for you, whether you sow or not, has nothing to do with my prayers for you, with me sending you your prayer cloth. But I truly do believe the heart of God is moved by your act of faith. That seed, whatever its size, is not nearly as important. The size of the seed is not nearly as important as the faith exercised to sow it. So let your seed grab your faith's attention. And I want you to seek the Lord. I want you to ask Him what you should do in response to this season of healing and deliverance. And then just be obedient. Whatever the Lord says to you, just do it. I encourage you to do it right now. You can pick up your phone, call the number on your screen, and reserve your prayer cloth. Again, your prayer cloth is absolutely free, but reserve yours today so you and I can agree together. Or you can write to the address that's on your screen today, or simply scan that QR code, so easy. That'll take you safely to rodparsley.com, that secure website. This year of double grace and double favor is coming to a close, and you want this Thanksgiving to be the one you're shouting victory, don't you? So make sure you request your prayer cloth today. And you and I, we're going to believe God for your miracle.
Your anointed prayer cloth from the November 23rd altar can be your point of contact for the miracle-working power of God. As we enter the final weeks of 2025, a year of double favor, double grace, and double blessing, the tangible transfer of the anointing is significant. Sow a prayer cloth seed that reveals your thankfulness for God's double blessing and anointing. For your gift of $50 or more, you'll receive these anointed faith-building gifts: the powerful book, He Never Said No, plus the four-message sermon series. Together, they are a powerful multimedia study of the miracles of Jesus. Stretch your faith and increase your seed for a be-made-whole harvest in every area: spirit, soul, and body. Sow $100 or more, and we'll add both of Dr. Parsley's Be Made Whole Faith and Prayer Journals, a rich collection of prayers and healing scriptures, and all of Pastor's handwritten notes are included to encourage you to believe for your own miracle. For your generous gift of $1,000 in response to God's double grace and double favor, we'll bless you with this anointed soft velvet custom pillow, a permanent point of contact for your faith. Keep the words of Psalm 107 close by. He sent His word and healed them. The 2025 Be Made Whole Miracle Healing and Victory Prayer Cloth Service won't be complete without your prayer needs at the altar and your prayer of agreement on November 23rd. Thank you for releasing your seed faith gift. Get ready to receive God's tangible, transferable anointing in a double portion in 2025.
You know, my heart's prayer is that as you witness the power of a tangible and transferable anointing through today's message, just one touch, that your faith has been stirred, increased to believe for your miracle or the miracle that's so heavy on your heart for someone you love so very much. I want you to listen to this powerful testimony of a double grace, double favor miracle from one of our partners here at Breakthrough. Her name's Marlene. Well, Marlene had a great burden. You know, you need to pray for a burden. She was heartbroken about two young people in her life. Her son was completely ensnared by a gambling addiction. I think you could just insert any addiction. And her niece was gripped by alcoholism and drug use. Well, Marlene heard the message, sowed her faith-filled prayer cloth seed, got her prayer cloth from our altar, saturated in the anointing of God's Holy Spirit. And today, her niece has been totally, completely delivered from both alcohol and drugs, and her son is victorious over that gambling addiction. Her son's best friend, here's the double portion, Her son's best friend has accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. That's more than a double blessing, isn't it? I don't want you to miss your opportunity. Don't let it pass you by. You can receive God's double grace, double favor anointing. Reserve your prayer cloth right now. It's absolutely free. It'll come to you directly from our November 23rd Be Made Whole worldwide. Millions agreeing around the world. Prayer cloth service. And please, as always, include your most urgent prayer request. So very, very easy. There's no cost. There's no obligation except to allow us to agree in prayer with you. All you need to do is call. Your phone's always right there, isn't it? Or you could write to me today at the address on your screen, or you just scan that QR code. It'll take you right to that secure website, rodparsley.com. Hey, listen, make your plans now. Set your alarm on your phone and join us in person. Can you imagine the atmosphere supercharged with the anointing of faith, with the worship team bringing us into the holy presence of God, the preaching, the praying? Oh, the atmosphere is supercharged with the anointing of God. If you cannot be with us in person here in Columbus, Ohio, look, when my sister needed deliverance, when my sister was on 35 prescribed medications a day, given 3 months to live, sent home to die, we didn't say driving to Indianapolis, Indiana was too far, driving to Anderson, Indiana, or Lansing, Michigan, or somewhere up in Connecticut was too far. We got in that car and we drove and we believed God, and God gave us a miracle. You can be here in person. You got time. Just make your plan. Or just go to rodparsley.com or .tv, I guess it is, rodparsley.tv. Or, as always, we're live every Sunday morning, every Wednesday night on my YouTube channel. This year's highly anointed Be Made Whole worldwide prayer cloth service is Sunday morning, November 23rd, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Get here, get here, get here, or at least join us live. I'm believing God is going to meet you right at the point of your greatest need. So I'll see you in Columbus, Ohio, or next time, right here on your international broadcast of Breakthrough.
Celebrating more than 50 years of soul-winning ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. New ministry content drops every Tuesday with the Rod Parsley Podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.